What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing?
Amazing.
It is Friday, so we can't leave you over the weekend without more positive news stories. So we have four positive news stories and Parent Corner to lead you out into the weekend. You want to start with your first positive news story, Tim?
Absolutely. So I'm going to start off in Oklahoma. This story was actually really awesome. There was a basketball tournament, the end of the season for a lot of regular season games. There was a division championship game with Apache High School and the Academy of Classical Christian Studies girls team. Championship game. By the end of the game, the score was 44-43 with the Academy of Classical Christian Studies girls basketball team on top. They took the win. Whenever the night happened, the coach was like, something just doesn't feel right. I need to watch this game. So Coach King decided, you know what? I'm going to watch this game. Brendan King watched the whole thing and realized they actually lost 43-42. The scoreboard referee made an error. So he immediately told his team, and the team did something really awesome. The academy decided, hey, we have to give this trophy back to the Apache High School team. By the rules, they cannot take that win away. Score's over. Classical Christian High School gets the win. But they didn't want to keep the trophy because they understood what was right to do. The community was very proud. The head coach was even more proud. But Apache High School was shocked. They were like, this gesture means more than a title itself. It shows that there's still good people in the world. And it shows something. And it's something that they'll always remember. Truthfully, I know myself in high school. I'm not giving that trophy back. I know myself as a high school coach. I'm not giving that trophy back. But seeing them give this trophy back, I definitely will question it now. They are definitely a tight community, and I think this is really amazing. And it's just leading the way what a team should be.
Tim, I know you. You would definitely give the trophy back.
Nah, not in basketball, man. I was vicious. I was vicious, man. Especially coaching after a while. It's, wait a minute, this is all politics. Now we're taking this dub. Let's go. Let's go.
It's crazy no one caught it, but I'm glad they did the right thing.
Same thing happened to us whenever we played you guys.
Yeah, so everyone caught it.
Not touche. We won, though, and we didn't give nothing back. We still talk about that win to this day, 20 plus years later.
When we say we, you mean you.
Yeah, here in the room. We went to rival high schools. Similar situation happened. My high school won, and that was that.
Tim would grow since then. He would do the right thing. I am glad that he did the right thing, and shout out to them.
Absolutely.
Where is Apache High School at?
At Apache, Oklahoma, man.
Where's that at?
I think it's a southeast Oklahoma.
Nice. I'm going to Finland's capital of Helsinki, and they did something in the past year that I think is insane, and I want to talk about it on here. Their population in the metropolitan area is 1.5 million people. How many car wrecks and car deaths do you think they've had in the past year? A lot. That's
yeah,
a lot of people.
Yeah, 1.5 million is a lot.
None. They haven't had a car wreck death since July 2024. How? See, glad you asked that question. What they've done is they've dropped the speed limit. So the average speed limit was 30 kilometers per hour, around 20 miles per hour. They dropped that to that average where before it was like double. So they lowered the speed, less likely to get killed if you're in a car wreck. They increased public transportation because they're like, hey, that's 1.5 million. That's a lot of people. If we increase public transportation, there's less cars on the road. We also lower the speed limit. There's going to be less car wrecks and less car fatalities. And then they installed automatic traffic cams and enforcement systems. So if they do catch people speeding, they just send them a ticket to the mail. So they created a whole city where it's like lower speed limits, easy access to public transportations, and then instant consequences if you get caught. And what do you know, Tim? No one's dying.
That's wild. Three simple things, man. And I'm sorry. It just seems so simple. I know it's not difficult because we have a lot of this stuff here in the US already now. Putting it together, though, why haven't we done this?
Yeah, I saw the story and I was like, huh? 2024?
That's pretty impressive. Shout out to Finland. They do a lot of things right, man. It's like one of the nicest places in the world. People there are so nice.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it here. on the positive truth. Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, you often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for this. I know it's weird. I probably shouldn't be grateful for it, but this warm weather. It's October. It's still like 85 to 89 degrees.
It was hot yesterday.
Yeah, man. We had a soccer game. Kids were about to have a heat stroke. It was weird. I was like, this is not okay. But I was grateful for it because I was able to be outside for most of the day yesterday. So that was nice.
Yeah, I remember Halloween used to be cold.
Yeah, man.
And then like our senior year, it was like warm. And I was like, this is never going to happen again. And then it's happened every year since.
I was about to say that one Christmas, it was like 90 something degrees. Everybody's wearing shorts. What's going on with this world?
So yeah, warm weather is nice. Another thing is it's also like the 10 degree drop. You don't need as much AC. So you're saving an electric bill.
Indubitably.
Especially your electric bill, because yours is crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad this last month. I was just like, what? Well, I'll turn everything off now.
Shout out to those commissions.
You ain't lying. You ain't.
I'm grateful for socks. I don't know what it is, but the older I get, the simple things are just better. Like underwear, socks, towels.
Those were the Christmas gifts I would get as a kid, and I'd be so mad. Now as an adult, please sock me up, underwear me up. I need them.
Yeah, for real. Socks are great. I got some new like white socks. So comfortable.
And I haven't worn white socks in a very long time.
Well, you know me. I always rock two pairs of socks, so.
Shout to the Tims.
What do you have for your next positive news story?
Oh, man, this one is wild. It's something out of a movie. So I'm going to Sacramento, California. There was a terrifying scene. A helicopter who just dropped off, transported a patient, was leaving this hospital and all of a sudden crashed. So many bystanders saw it happen right on the highway. They were shocked. They were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But the coolest thing happened. This is whenever bystanders decided to jump into action immediately. They saw it crash. They ran over immediately trying to get the driver, the pilot out. I apologize. And they couldn't. The pilot was stuck. The helicopter needed to be lifted. And she also had her seatbelt on. So this is whenever 15 to 20 bystanders came by and they started pushing up this helicopter. There was actually an off-duty fire chief who was there, who ended up helping. He actually yelled, hey, lift. So everybody pushed without hesitation. They listened to everything he had to say. When he said lift, they lifted. When he said hold, they held. And they actually lifted the helicopter up, held it up while somebody climbed underneath, cut the pilot out, dragged him out of the helicopter, or she was brought to safety. I thought this story was super amazing. KCRA-TV actually did an interview with one of the bystanders, and it said, we held it for several minutes so the first responder could get the person out. We just want to give the credit that we were in the right place at the right time. I thought this story was amazing, and it's not something that I would see in real life, I would think, anyways.
I just Googled weight of helicopters. Light ones can be 1,000 to 4,000 pounds. Most of them are 6,000 pounds.
15 to 20 people? That's impressive, man.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
They would have been telling
me. Did you have a video?
I did not have a video of it, unfortunately. I'm sure there's one out there. If I can find it, I promise you, I'll put it on the sheets for us so we could share that. What I keep thinking is, if I was there, would they have been like, hey, Tim, go underneath? Because I'd have been terrified to do that, because you know me. I'm not pushing anything.
Yeah, you would have been skinny enough.
Last week, I actually got asked to go up one of my friend's attics. Because I'm too big, Tim. You're like one of my smallest friends. Can you do it?
Benefits. Nice.
Benefits. That's what that's reminding me of. Out here saving people's lives.
That is a shout out to your discipline, because you have all these people, your mother-in-law, your wife, making you all this good food.
Yeah.
And you've managed to stay skinny.
I don't know if it's discipline or fast metabolism, to be honest with you, because you don't understand, man. I think I weighed myself that next morning when I ate all that chicken, like I told you beforehand. I think I weigh like 151. This is the most I've ever weighed in my life.
I don't believe you. Tim's like maybe 131.
We got to scale somewhere. We got this after this episode.
Ooh. My positive news story is not near as cool as yours, but it's very informative and it's very helpful. The world's first gonorrhea vaccine, coming from BBC.com, was launched last month in England. And what they're hoping is, it has a 30 to 40% effectiveness rate, apologize for that, they're hoping that if everyone takes this vaccine, it's going to save, just in England, $8 million for people in like medications.
Science is cool. It's a positive truth.
That's
to say
just
$8
million? That's just England, right? That's not the like larger United Kingdom. That's not larger European Union. That's not the whole world. So shout out to the vaccine, saving lives, preventing infections, and saving money for everyone.
Yeah.
I actually debated on doing this one just because I knew you'd have something cool for your Friday ones. And I was like, man,
we have to bring balance to the world.
This is going to be a very disappointing follow up to whatever Tim's talking about.
And then I get a helicopter story. Man, when I saw this, I was like, there's no way this is real. Well, oh, it's real. All
right. So I was like, man, this is really positive.
I think it's positive, man. We're balanced. Like, we have off the wall positive, and then we have, hey, science is pretty cool with the positive truth. I think it goes hand in hand, man. I don't know.
It is Friday. What else goes hand in hand with Friday is our parent corner with Tim.
Absolutely.
Where you tell a funny or cute or horrible parent corner story of you being a parent the past week, and everyone gets to share it in your, I guess, being a parent, because millennials, we're not having kids, so you're one of the few, so we got to hear it from you.
So I'm gonna go out here and defend all the moms out there. Our kids act so differently with the moms than they do with dads. I will say that my kids are so calm and peaceful. I walked in the house on Tuesday the other day. It's like almost 7 o'clock, JP. It was late. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Why did you get
home? Running errands after work, right? Stopping to get milk, etc. I get home and it was like, hey, can you help her with her homework? I'm struggling with her today. I'm like, all right, cool. I got it. Helped her with her homework. Hey, can you change Leandro's diaper? He won't let me change his diaper. He won't sit down. I changed his diaper, gave the kids a bath, gave them their snack, watched TV with them, played with them for a second, put them to bed. I go up to Edna. I'm like, what's going on? Are you okay? She breaks down on me. They don't like me. She told me how the day went, and I was just like, you know what? Let me pay attention. The very next day happens, similar situation, and I'm just watching how they act with her, and I'm like, yo, these kids are like, remember the movie Bebe's Kids? These little itty-bitty kids was a cartoon back in the 90s. These little kids think they're grown, and they just run all the adults around them. That's how my kids act with Edna, man. It's so different. But with me,
why aren't you laying the hammer down?
I do, but if they listen to me, I can't just be like, hey, listen to your mom, because all they do they roll their eyes. So I've talked to Edna about it, though, and I'm just like, hey, do you need me to back you up? Yes, Tim, yes. So I tried. These kids don't care, man. If I say sit down, they sit down. If I said your mom said sit down, man, okay. What is this? They act like middle school, like how we did in middle school pretty much. So I want to apologize.
You're not that bad.
Layla's that bad. Leandro, he's 2, so I won't give him that. But Layla at 7, man, these kids talk back. So I'm just out here wanting to let all the dads know, please be nicer to the moms out there. They need our help.
This is the first time you've given a negative parent corner this whole time.
Yeah, man, these kids they're wild. I legitimately think if I'm not at the house a lot of the times, Layla and Edna probably would have fought by now. Layla would have jumped on her back or something, I promise you. It's so wild with these kids. I don't get it, man. I've seen other little girls do the same thing to their moms. It's like a full-fledged, like, their sisters, not even mom and daughter. I just don't understand it. I'm wondering if all these moms out here are going through it too, because all the little girls that I see that are around me, my daughter's friends and stuff, all the moms are sitting in the room with Edna. What are we going to do? Like, she doesn't listen to me. Her dad says it, and she's okay, but with me, it's no.
Oh, no, man. I think you need to lay the hammer and back her up.
I back her up, man. I do, but she's going to have to throw some fist or something. I don't know. Show who's boss.
As someone without kids?
I don't know.
Shoulder shrugs. I'm basically the emoji right now. I'm like, eh.
It's hard out here with these kids, man. No tablets. That's all that it is. No tablets. I'm letting my kids go outside and run, burn the energy out.
You could do that.
That's all I do.
Put them on the, you should tell Edna, listen to me. You're running. Like, you're doing down and backs and push-ups.
Edna makes them do push-ups. All the nieces and nephews know when they come to our house, you can't complain about certain things, or you have to do push-ups. They're all strong, man. All strong kids.
Maybe that's why they're all like 6 feet tall at 8.
Yeah, they're all so much bigger than me. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Shout out to Edna.
Yeah, your niece is taller than you.
She's 5'9", 5'10".
How old is she?
12.
Sheesh.
Yeah, she turns 13 like next week.
What are you going to do for her birthday?
I've been trying to get her, man, her whole life I've been trying to get her to throw a Halloween party for her birthday. Her birthday is October 24th. This year she decided to. 12, turning 13. She's in middle school now, so she's, I'm going to do a little costume party. So, yes.
I've been trying to convince her so I can have fun.
Yes. I'm selfish. I don't care.
This is the longest episode we've ever done.
But yeah, Parent Corner is always a good time. There's a lot of kids around us, so we try to keep it positive, be a positive role model.
You.
That's true. There's a lot of kids around me. Try to be a positive influence, man. But once they get to these teenage years, it's just whatever.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe. We have a 5-star review. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review, we'll send you a t-shirt for free. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.